Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here again today with Ralph Martin, who I've asked to, he's kind enough to be our guest this week. We're talking about the power of God's Word in particular. I want to just share with you, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, Ralph and I have been doing a Bible study with Joey McCoy and Peter Burak, who work with us in Renewal Ministries, and now we're doing it with our whole team, actually, because we're asking one fundamental question, going through the Gospels and the other letters of the New Testament. Where does the Gospel speak, either Jesus or the Apostles, where it talks about the eternal consequences of responding or not responding to Jesus and Jesus' call for us? That's really the fundamental question we were asking. Instead of analyzing everything else, we just want to lay hold of it. And we've been shocked at how often Jesus talks about eternal consequences. So if you didn't have a chance to tune in to the program yesterday, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. Programs, you can listen to them right there on the computer. You can download them, whatever device you have. You can also download our app. You can get at it right there on the Renewal Ministries website. And while you're there, browse the website. There's a lot of good free teaching there in our newsletters and testimonies from our brothers and sisters on the missions. We've got our radio programs, our television programs. It's all there. It's all there for you to help you grow and help you learn more about God's Word. So, Ralph, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Peter. Great to be speaking about God's Word with
yeah,
you.
We didn't even finish the one passage that we started yesterday. It was so good, our conversation. Why don't we continue?
Well, we didn't get to verse 11. We're in Matthew chapter 3, verses 11 now to and 12. It says, this is John the Baptist speaking, "I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So, John the Baptist is presenting Jesus as the one who's coming to baptize us in the Holy Spirit. Of course, this is the same language that Jesus uses in Acts of the Apostles chapter 1, where Jesus says he's going to baptize in the Holy Spirit. But here it talks about that this is going to be a cleansing baptism. This is going to bring purification in God's people. This is going to give power to witness. This is going to give contemplative insight into the meaning of the whole thing. But people who don't respond to it, people who don't allow themselves to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, to be plunged into the life of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Spirit, are risking themselves to being separated forever from eternal life. John the Baptist says Jesus is going to separate the human race, that the wheat's going to come into his barn and the chaff is going to be burned with unquenchable fire. We don't like to think about that, but there's so many times that Jesus reaffirms the faith that there's going to be division in families, there's going to be division in the church, there's going to be division between false prophets and true prophets. And it's really important that we ground ourselves in the truth of God's Word so as we're not deceived and so that we're saved and that we welcome the Holy Spirit into our life so that we can be equipped to deal with all the challenges that we need to be dealing with. So right here, we're talking about the final judgment. We're talking about the final separation of the human race. And St. Augustine said that right now on earth, there's a separation. There's the sons of the devil and there's the sons of God. Jesus himself talks about that in one of his parables. He talks about the sons of the devil and the sons of God. And right now, it's all mixed together. We're going to see later on, if we ever get to it, the parable of the weeds and the wheat, the good grain and the bad wheat. It's all mixed together now, but it exists. There's two kingdoms right now. People need to really recognize that if they don't want to end up in the kingdom of darkness, this is the one time they're going to have for all eternity to make a choice for Jesus Christ and to end up in the kingdom of God rather than the kingdom of Satan, which is a really horrible kingdom.
Yeah. Again, this passage is a dimension of Jesus' love that's being expressed to us through John the Baptist, through God's love for us. That this is, people hearing this, oh, that just seems so harsh and difficult, and I don't know what to think about that. Or that's not the God, as I was saying yesterday, that's not the God I know. That's not how my Jesus talks or something like that. And this is a really, really important thing right from the beginning of our conversation, Ralph, on these passages. Is to say that, you know, you mentioned yesterday, everything that's spoken in this Word of God is asserted by the Holy Spirit with the very authority of God for the salvation of souls. That's the point. That literally is the point of it. And it's expression of God's love because he speaks the truth to us. Yeah. And we need to receive it and not bracket mm-hmm. it, mm-hmm. not cut it out, not avoid it because it seems difficult and harsh. And you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
When we encounter something in the Word of God that we're disturbed by or is offensive to us, rather than immediately judge the Word of God as something wrong with the Word of God, try to have the humility to say, Lord, I don't understand this. How does this work? How do I understand this? And humble yourself before God's Word. Ask God for enlightenment. Ask God for insight. Ask God to help you understand the Word, because honestly, there's going to be a conflict between how we currently think and what God's Word says. There is, lots of times. And if we kind of immediately respond to that saying, I'm right in my thinking, God's wrong in his Word, we're going to get into deep, deep trouble and deeper darkness. So when we run into that kind of uncomfortable encounter with things that God's Word sort of challenges us on, or we don't understand, or doesn't seem consistent with other things we know, humble yourself and ask God for light. Say, Jesus, help me understand this. You know, help me understand this.
Yeah. You mentioned, quoting Augustine, how even in this earth right now, that humanity is divided.
Yeah.
And everybody talks all the time about the division that's in the culture and all the tribes that are fighting each other and mm-hmm. the politicians that can't stand each other. All that stuff's there. So that's just manifesting sin. But Jesus has a perfect perspective mm-hmm. of those who are in his kingdom and those who are not. And that's the mm-hmm. that's the division mm-hmm. that we ought to know about. And, you know, we ought to really yeah. pay attention
yeah.
to.
Yeah. Because
that's the reality. I mean, political parties disagree, fine. But at the end of the day, it's not of ultimate importance. This is of ultimate importance.
Yeah, right.
To know Jesus's optic.
Right. And there's no political party that's like the God party or the devil party. But a lot of the divisions we're seeing are a manifestation of man's rebellion against God. You know,
no doubt.
We're seeing, you know, you often quote that song about the nation's rage, you know, and God laughs, you know, type of thing.
Yeah.
But there's a big rebellion against God going on right now in our culture. I mean, a lot of people saying, I'm not going to accept God's word. I'm not going to accept how God created human beings, male and female. I'm not going to accept God's view of human marriage. I'm not going to accept this. I'm not going to accept what Scripture says about sexuality. You know, there's a big, big rebellion going on against God, manifests itself in, through organizations, through movements, through blogs and everything like that. There's a big rebellion against God going on right now. And we're going to be caught up into that and allured by that and deceived by that unless we really are grounded in God's Word and have confidence in God's Word.
Yeah, very good.
Well, we already talked about this, but let's take a look about exactly what God's Word says in Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 to 30. You've heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, this is Jesus now, everyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and throw it away. It's better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body go into hell. Now, a lot of times people say, there's the old, tough, Old Testament God. Now we have the merciful Jesus. The merciful Jesus isn't lessening the Word of God. He isn't diminishing the Ten Commandments. He's extending it now, not just from external behavior about not doing bad things, but the purification and cleansing of our hearts now. He wants to get right into the core of our being and change how we think and how we feel and how we value things and what our priorities are. Now, everybody has temptations to lust, to greed, to whatever. And this isn't saying that you're never going to have a temptation. But what Jesus is saying here is don't let that lust come into your heart. Don't welcome it. Don't indulge it. Don't play with it. Don't take delight in it. Reject it as soon as you recognize that a wicked thought is coming into your mind. And then he says, keep your priorities straight. It's better to lose an eye or a hand rather than go to hell with your body intact. It's better right now to not access your computer or not look at pornography or not go to certain places or not drink too much or not hang out with certain bad friends than to go to hell. So you got to make the tough decisions that you need to make in order to avoid sin. And honestly, we talk about the sacrament of confession, you know, the sacrament of reconciliation, and the priest isn't supposed to give absolution unless we have this determination to avoid sin. And Jesus is saying, your eternal destiny is going to depend on it. Now, it doesn't mean that if you're in a pattern of sin or you're addicted to sin or, you know, you're a slave to sin that you can get out of it right away. Sometimes you can. Sometimes when people hear this, they say, wow, I'm going to stop doing this, and they're able to stop doing it. But like St. Augustine, he was a slave to sexual sin. It took him years and years of struggle to get out, but he finally got out. And we know that if people are willing to struggle, if they're willing to avoid the near occasions of sin, if they're willing to avail themselves of the grace of God, if they're willing to go to 12-step groups or whatever, eventually they're going to get through that struggle. And being determined and tough to get through the struggle is already friendship with God.
Yeah. And I think just the central, one of the central points you're making here is so important, is Jesus is concerned about our heart condition. Have you given your heart to me?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to reveal, like the scripture itself examines the intentions of the heart. It manifests the intentions of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And what Jesus is after is not, were you in the pew? I mean, he wants you to be there on Sunday.
Yeah.
But the bottom line
is everybody
same.
Should go to Mass on Sunday, by the way, and as often as they can during the week.
Right,
yeah,
right. But the bottom line is, are you there and are you living from the heart? And that is, you're trying to love me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, because I've given you my spirit. I've poured my love into your heart. And have you responded to it? And is that the reason you're living? Is responding to me and walking in love, is that really what you want? Jesus is never surprised that we fall. You know, he knows the frame. He knows the human frame. And when he comes to us to call us out of it, he's not condemning us or whatever. He's always extending his mercy, but he has to extend severe mercy to wake us up. He has to be strong and clear to say, look, I love you so much. These are the realities, the consequences of what you're going to face if you don't do this. And so it's so important for us to be able to hear it. And that,
yeah, Jesus is saying, look, you don't just have a cold, you got cancer.
Yeah.
You just can't take a pill. You need radical surgery.
Yeah.
You know, and he's saying, this is serious stuff, and you got to take it seriously, and I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to lead you back to the Father's house. Let me heal your soul. Let me purify you. You know?
Yeah. Jesus does not like sort of a half-baked response to him.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it. It, you know, it makes him sick, basic scripture says, right?
It does.
Because he's radically dialed into the Father's purpose. He's so into who we are to become what we're really meant to be.
Yeah.
And that means living from the core of our being toward God and with God and from God and all that. That's, but if we're not really there, that's not where our heart is, but we're kind of going through the motions. It doesn't count. Jesus doesn't want it. He wants your heart. That's what this repentance language is all about. And that's the radical willingness to cut off your limbs and all that, because your first love, you never want to violate your first love, and you keep pursuing him.
Yeah, and Teresa of Avila says, unless you have great desire for God, you're not going to make much progress. But then she says, if you don't have great desire for God, ask God to give it to you, and he will.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling weak right now, if you're feeling like, gee, I'm lukewarm right now, ask God to increase your desire. Ask God to increase your strength. Ask God to increase your determination, and he will.
Yeah, that's so good. We just have about a minute left, Ralph, on the program. I wonder if we could just take a minute to pray for those who are listening right now, and if you have anything on your heart you'd like to pray. And
Okay, sure. Lord, I thank you that you've made things so clear, that you've been so merciful to us, that you're willing to wake us out of our confusion, our darkness, our deception, by the clarity and power of your word. And Lord, we know that what you speak and what you command and what you require, you make possible through the amazing abundance of your gifts of grace to us and the power of your Holy Spirit and the ongoing strengthening of the word through the study of Scripture and through the brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and making things so clear to us and giving us the power and grace to respond.
Amen. Friends, when you can always tell when you hear the word of God, if there's any condemnation that you feel like you walk away from it feeling completely disqualified and there's no hope in you, that's your enemy, that's the flesh, that's the world, is trying to get you to be despairing and to walk away from this beautiful word of mercy that comes to you out of love from the heart of God himself to bring you alive. That's what Jesus is after. He loves you all day, every day, and that love is expressed in this truth that leads you to freedom. That's what he's for. So don't listen to the devil. Say yes to Jesus. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.